Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You talking about America?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm not satisfied.
So be
all.
Somewhat, very dissatisfied then.
Yeah.
All right, and when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, okay? With 0 means it's not important issues to you.
Did you say Israel? Did you say how important Israel?
Yes. How important
Israel
is. The first one
very
is
important
the first one would be jobs and wages. Would that be not important or very important?
It would be important because people have to survive.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10 of importance?
Job?
Jobs and wages. As an issue that is very important or not important.
Around 8 or 9.
Okay. All right, what about voting rights?
I'm not an active voter in America. I don't vote with them because both sides are equal.
So not, would you say not an important issue or just somewhat important? Or what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
It's an important issue. So I can't say 0 to 10 because we don't have a real candidate that's worth being a president. So it would be very important to me because the American people are in danger. But as far as who is leading, that would be a 0 for me.
Oh, 0 for you. Okay. What about healthcare from 0 to 10?
Well, I think everybody should have free healthcare. So 10.
10. Abortion rights.
No. That's a 0 to me. No.
0. Okay. Reproductive freedom.
What freedom?
Reproductive freedom.
I don't know what you're speaking of right now.
It's about, abortion too, about reproductive freedom, deciding to have.
No. No, I don't think we should have abortion. Babies aren't at fault for anything.
So, 0 or what number would you give reproductive freedom?
0.
Okay. Democracy.
It's dependent on who's in charge, if democracy works or not.
Okay, but do you think it's important or not important? That's the question.
Well, yeah, I think it's important, but... And I get that that's the question, but, these questions are very general. It's dependent on who's in...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's why we want to hear your... And that's why we're doing this survey to you, ma'am, because we want to hear your opinion. Not everybody else's, yours.
Oh, okay.
And you're the way you see things, the way you agree or disagree with this thing, with these issues.
Yeah, I disagree.
So democracy, what number would you give it in your point of view?
A 4,
okay. How about criminal justice reform?
I don't think that the prisons even have that access, in the prison system. So I can't speak on that because it's not about reformation. It's about punishment and getting money from it, So.
Okay, but you think it's important or not important issue?
It's important. It's important that the prisoners be reformed, but they're not getting it. They're not getting it.
So what number would you give them of importance in your point of view?
A six.
Okay, what about K-12 education?
Oh, I think that's very important. Very important.
Number?
10. They should add biblical studies. Yeah.
Okay. What about racism and discrimination?
is it important to me? Yeah, it's important to me. I give it a 10. I give it a 10 because I've been trying to stop it.
Okay. What about student loan debt?
Well, I don't think, and it's not going to happen, because when they sign it, they say each lifetime, each person will have one lifetime. So no, no, no. I give that a 10 as well.
10 as well, okay. All right, what inflation and the cost of living?
It's very important. That's very important. People have a housing, and food.
Okay. 10. All the way to 10 or, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
What about immigration?
Well, I'm not bothered by immigration at all. What I think is they should give the Americans or whoever, whatever country it is, should give their citizens the same rights that they give people from other countries. But as far as them coming over to another country, it doesn't bother me at all. So that's a zero.
Zero. Okay, climate change.
10.
10. And crime and violence.
10.
10. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote on the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
I don't like any of the presidential candidates or the president or the vice president, so it would be a zero.
Zero, not likely to. Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes, ma'am, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino?
Okay.
Or Spanish?
I am African because African-American really don't exist. I'm African and Indian.
But you consider black, right?
I can be considered each one.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote, but I'm not doing it.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am what I am. I'm a female.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and what is your year of birth? 1981. Okay. Yeah. 1981. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
I have an associate in accounting and mathematics.
Okay, so associate degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, no matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
I don't vote.
Okay, so you think it has no power?
No, the thing is I do not vote. So if I don't vote, it will have to be a zero. I don't care about voting power.
Okay, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Can you please rate that amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all?
I cannot speak for every black person because I'm not in their home, so I don't know.
And 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, okay, but to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I'll give them an 8. I don't know. Because I'm not in their house.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please write me your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 10 means that that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Kamala Harris. Very cold and unfavorable, neutral, or very warm and favorable from 0 to 10?
Unfavorable because her ass wasn't born here and she don't got money to run for presidency, and that's fraud. I'm very unfavorable. She's not from America. So,
what number would you give her from 0
to 10?
I give
her damn 0.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
You asking me questions and I don't vote. You got to give me some other kind of questions. I don't vote.
Okay, but, you know, just your feelings towards them. I mean, you don't have to vote, but you can give me what your feelings about them.